It is January 4th, 2013. It's always hard, right?
It is hard to get into the cycle of it.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And here with us, who is always dismayed at the passage of time, perhaps even more so when it's a new year, is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
No, the new years are easy. It's how everything flies by in between.
Oh, really? So this is okay?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Go figure. Though it's already 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to do like the little piece of art I saw on Facebook and remember to make your twos into threes.
Yes, yes.
Right. So we have a new division of events today.
Oh?
It may not be entirely new, but we haven't done it for a while. We have events for adults and events for bored children.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Who won't be bored much longer.
Good.
Okay, so today and tomorrow at the Bentonville Public Library, an exhibit called Ikebana, Living Flowers, Living Art.
This is done by a Bentonville High School graduate, I believe.
Stephen Kohler. I'm sure it's amazing, and it will be on display from 10 to 4 today and tomorrow. There's country music this weekend. As Kevin Kinder, our music writer, puts it, the rising country star behind the song Cowboys and Angels will be at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville on Saturday. His name is Dustin Lynch.
Okay.
He had a new self-titled album in August and has just released the album's second single, She Cranks My Tractor.
Oh,
okay.
I kind of like that title.
Tickets are $15 for the 9 o'clock show on Saturday at George's. Now, this is more my style. A cabaret punk rock sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Little Rock, their name is Flaming Death Fairies.
I have heard of them, yes.
And there's nothing about that that's spelled any way resembling English.
Right.
They will be at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
And admission is free. And on Tuesday, Catch Me If You Can opens at the Walton Arts Center.
Indeed it does.
I haven't seen the movie.
I have.
So will it be fun? Of course, it's a musical.
Yes.
I'm curious to see how they turn this kind of chase movie into a musical.
Right.
The actor that Kevin Kinder talked to said it actually works better as a musical. So
okay.
We'll see. It'll be interesting.
Okay, we'll see.
Opens on Tuesday, shows 8 shows through next Sunday. Tickets start at $39 at 443-5600. Now for kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's first Saturday tomorrow at the Bella Vista Library at 10:30.
So what happens on
Stories,
first Saturday?
Crafts, fun, games.
Okay.
Non-boredom.
Right.
There's a breakfast and anime station at 11, from 11 to 1 on Saturday at the Fayetteville Public Library. Zumba for kids and families at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Springdale Public Library. And it's about time for the spring session of Serendipity for students at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. A lot of people who don't have kids in school never know this happens. They've been doing it most of the 46 years they've been in business, that they have a special lineup just for kids, all the way from elementary through high school. And sometimes there is no adult performance of the show.
Oh.
So the first one, which happens on Thursday, is the Cimarron Opera Company from Norman, Oklahoma, and they'll be doing a show called Fumbelina.
Fumbelina?
Yes.
A clumsy Fumbelina?
Yes.
I was thinking of football playing Fumbelina.
Oh. Let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there'll be the Senior High Art Competition and some locally produced events like Go Dog Go that the ACO will be doing later this spring. So you can find out more about that at 751-5441.
Okay.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Lisa O'Donnell says her new book is appropriate for some 15-year-olds, but certainly a story about burying your parents in the backyard is shocking.
It's not a nice thing to say, but young girls do fantasize about the absence of their own parents, wishing they weren't around.
The Death of Bees is the title of Lisa O'Donnell's book, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
You can listen to Weekend Edition tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 right here on KUAF.